Blog Talk Radio.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Fulfilling my own destiny. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in this great, big, vast world of ours. This is Purpose Talk Radio. I am your host, Cindy Freeman. It is Friday, March 22nd. 2019. For some people, that means daylight savings time. For some, that means still being on standard time. Hence why sometimes our times on our show get to change. Boy, is that a mess. You know, I know the United States is talking about staying all on standard time, but I just don't know. I don't know if that's going to make things more confusing or less confusing. It should be interesting, whatever it does, whatever happens to come out of that. That's another whole other issue that gets discussed about some other time, perhaps. So the deal today is that our show is about springing into second chances, which we'll get in a moment. And in the meantime, though, I'd like to invite you to check out True Trinity, who has written a theme song for the show called I Am Who I Just Heard. The vocalist is Jillian Clark. The writers are... And you can find them at trinity.com, trinity.com. So Purpose Talk Radio, in and of itself, is about, we're changing it. So, you know, I hesitate a little bit, but it's about bringing you topics, issues related to living your purpose. Now, what I like to stress, though, is that it's about living a positive life as well, whatever that might mean for you. And, you know, that's finding your goals, finding your dreams, moving forward, trying as much as possible to stay out of negativity, stay away from the naysayers in your life. Even though, you know, those folks are there. They play an important role for us. In that they help us grow. They help us become who we are. They give us strength a lot of times to keep going and to push forward when, you know, we're just not wanting to really do that. So the cool part about that is as we move forward in those things and move beyond anything that we might struggle with, we offer an opportunity to find something more positive to live with. Just quite that simple. That's where we look at things. So in doing that, we hope that Purpose Talk Radio will help you achieve some of those goals and to do it efficiently. So if you have a specific topic you'd like us to talk about, you know, we make it work. We invite you to participate in a couple of ways here. First of all, if you've got a topic or someone you'd like interviewed on Purpose Talk Radio, send me an email. It's very simple. Cindy@PurposeTalkRadio.com, Cindy@PurposeTalkRadio.com. So Cindy at Purpose Talk Radio. And we'll take a look at that. Hopefully, if you've got someone specific, whether it's yourself or someone else, let me know how to reach that person as well. It's much easier to do that way. And it's much appreciated that I don't need to hunt them down. And if they've already said that they're interested in it, that would be even better. You know, that we can, you can send like an email that includes our show as well as your connection if you'd like. Now, if it's yourself, hey, that's even easier. We do take self-solicited guests, you know. So Purpose Talk Radio is on the Blog Talk Network, and I don't talk about this too often, but I'm going to do it today because, again, a little bit of our new beginnings. And springing into the second chances. You know, Blog Talk Radio and Purpose Talk Radio and what will be Positive Talk Radio are all here by host paying. We pay for airtime. So it's much appreciated if you are enjoying this show, that if you are able to and would like to help by donations, your they're always welcome, especially if we're going to help you promote your services, who you are, your gifts and talents to the world. We really would appreciate that as well. If you get something out of this, please do consider making the donation as well. I've got someone that's trying to have us look at a Patreon account, and that may be another way for you to be able to support and patronize the services and what you hear here each week. So, if you, in the meantime, though, if you'd like to participate in Purpose Talk Radio this week, and if you're listening to it live, there are a couple of ways we have for you to personally get involved. The first is if you are on the Blog Talk Network, you can scroll down to the on the show page, and you will find a checkbox there. So you can type your information that you want us to know about in that chat box. Now know that when that closes, when the show ends, it closes, and nobody can see what you have to say, your comments and stuff on about the show, which sometimes that's good, sometimes that's bad. However, if you are on Facebook and you'd like to have your comments kept with the show and with the information about the show, I invite you to come over to Purpose Talk Radio Conversations and put your comments and feedback in there instead. So in essence, you know, your comments carry over, especially if you are listening to this archived. That is really the only way that you can have your comments known by us, or sending an email. That one works as well. So please feel free to participate that way as well. And then, of course, there is the, you know, more personal way to do so, which would be calling in. And you can do so at 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. So those are all the ways that you can be a part of the show. And do hit the number one so that we know you are interested in being part of it. Now, the other thing here is that, you know, I just lost it. It went out of my brain as quickly as I had it for you. So I guess it wasn't all that important, huh? Yeah. I have absolutely no idea where that was going to go next. So apparently, you know what? It leads right into the topic for the day. No, that wasn't done on purpose. I promise you. It's, you know, springing into second chances. We have spring here on the calendar anyway. As I said, part of the world, you know, United States, Canada, have changed into daylight savings time. So for many, that is like, it feels like a change of world. It's only an hour, but it's an hour more of sunshine in the daylight time for those people who subscribe to daylight and aren't third shifters, and it doesn't really make a whole lot of difference because you're sleeping through it anyway. In the case of, you know, people who can't see the daylight and can only feel the sunshine, that helps as well, too, as we all get more of our vitamin D. You know, but we get, many of us have created goals and dreams and resolutions, and I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that kind of ideas through life, especially at the beginning of the year. And even though we made those commitments to ourselves, to somebody else, to whatever, somehow they just didn't come to pass for whatever reason. And doing that, you know, sometimes we start kicking ourselves. Sometimes we end up being our own worst enemy on that. You know, earlier when I said we want to keep away from naysayers as much as possible, even though they become our growing edge, and they help us to accomplish things that maybe we couldn't do before because we're trying to get around them or whatever. Yeah, you know, being our worst enemy on that, knocking ourselves when we're down and we don't succeed on something, that just doesn't work so well. That ends up making matters worse, you know. Sometimes we got to look in that mirror and say, okay, I did what I could. And for the moment, that's good enough. I tend to personally start some projects, think I'm going to do them every day. You know, think, oh, good, the snow and the ice has gone off the road. I can go back to taking the bus because I get to walk and I get to get some exercise and get the fresh air that I need, et cetera, on that. So cool. Now the bus takes a little extra time. Well, I often work very tight deadlines. Yep. Anybody else do that? I'm sure there's a few of you out there, you know, right close to the pocket when something's supposed to get done. And so it seems that instead of being on time to take a bus, say 45 minutes before I'm supposed to be somewhere, I push that to the end because I'm working on a project that's due for that class. So say I want to sleep in a little longer just because I don't like mornings. There's any number of, and I can use, that blow this away. You know, and so, you know, it ends up being that, you know, I don't take that bus. I end up calling Uber or Lyft or whoever because I don't have the time to take the bus. That's just one very simple example. So that daily routine, then, you know, tomorrow it becomes, all right, I'll take the bus tomorrow. Okay, good. Because, you know I don't really have to have any papers done tomorrow. So I can get up a little bit earlier and get myself ready and get out the door. And, well, then there's that thing called Facebook. Then there's that thing called Words with Friends that keeps, because somebody just played a word and expects me to play the next one so that we all can get our points and our extra bonuses and our, you know, whatever. Okay, yep. So I'm gonna quick jump on Words with Friends, and I'm going to, you know, take care of that so we can all do that. Or I'm going to go on Cookie Jam and just, oh, I got to make sure I get my daily bonus. So I got to quick do that. And guess what? Guess what? It's too late again. I'm racing through the shower. I'm racing to get to my next meeting. Something was so easy. Okay, but tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow, I promise. I'm going to take care of it tomorrow. And then something else comes up. Okay, so the point of that is, you know, we can keep doing that to ourselves. But you know what? Each day is a new day. I don't have to keep pounding on myself because I didn't do it yesterday. Or I don't have to say, oh, well, I didn't do it yesterday, so I don't have to do it today. Oh, I'll start again next week. A lot of folks go through that when they want to lose weight, when they want to start an exercise routine. Okay, so the beginning of the week is Sunday. Now, you know, I go to church on Sunday, so, and there is that, you know, don't do anything strenuous, or don't work on the Lord's Day thing, whether it's, you know, your church is Friday night, Saturday, Sunday, Wednesday, whatever. Whatever day you choose for the Sabbath, and, you know, whatever that day is, you know, we're not supposed to work or do anything, you know, no housework, no anything like that that day. So I'll start on Monday. I'll start the next day. Okay, well, then, oops, I forgot I was going to start that day. So I'll start the middle of the week. The middle of the week, that'll be perfect because I'll have that hump day and, you know, I'll be bored, and so I'll want to, you know, and I'll have so many other things. I'll start that day. Well, because there's so many things you got to get done before the end of the week. And then you go into the next week again. Any of that sound familiar? Here we go. Okay, the point really being you can spring into those second chances anytime you want. We often look at our New Year's resolutions at this time of year and say, oh, okay, well, here's the first quarter. It's a check-in time. It's the first quarter. So I better check in. I better see how I'm doing with those resolutions. And I don't know where you all are, but a lot of times I find myself bored with my resolutions. You know, I thought I was going to do something specific, and, well, you know, I don't know. It's kind of boring, so I need to do something else with it. So I'll think about how I'll change that, how I'll spice that up, what I'll do to, just make it easier. Well, then, again, I put off doing that change. And, oh, my gosh, it's March now. It's spring. It's a new season. Oh, man, I've piddled away all that time already. You know what? Spring. Take that jump. Take that leap of faith. As my musician friend Julie Rust has in her song, take a leap of faith. Just start over. Yeah, you can do that. You can just start over. You can set new goals. You can do whatever you'd like to do with it. So I'm going to, I think later in the show, we're going to do a little bit of a, not really a guided meditation, but a little guided project. So I'm inviting you now, while you're listening to the next little piece of this show, to find a pen and a piece of paper or your computer or something that where you can write. Something where you can, you know, trying to get something to drink here. Something where you can exactly, where you can write, where you can create a little bit. Because we're going to do a little project during the show today. Because otherwise, you know, this is going to be a really short show. So today I'm connecting myself a little bit with the homework stuff. And the other thing that I'm working with is, you know, how to change Purpose Talk Radio.
That's one of the biggest things I'm putting off. You know, I thought the show would be maybe a positive talk radio, positive news radio. I've been talking about that to y'all since the beginning of the year, haven't I? And I hesitate. Now, in this case, I think it's a little different. I don't want to make excuses for it, but I think it's a little bit different. Because what I'm looking at is making the best of the show. Making sure I offer you all something that is solid. And I don't want to go into it haphazardly. I want to be able to offer the best I can. We want to have a lot of things in place in order to do that. The new logos, the topics, the website, the permission from Blog Talk Radio to do what we need to do. I know things don't have to be perfect. My 12-step program, it's, you know, progress, not perfection. And I don't always quite listen to that. you know, and in those things, so the perfectness of that, you know, it's going to come. We are still putting things together for that. And I'm grateful that I didn't set a deadline on it. I just know that I want it to happen. So sometimes we can have those things going on too. You know, we don't have the deadline. We don't have a specific timeline we want. We just know we want to make it happen. And as long as we are doing little baby steps to take us in that direction, it'll get there. It'll be there at some time to look at it as that sometime is going to be the more perfect time. Whatever it is, excuse me, will be the perfect time. It doesn't really matter. So, especially when we plan things that don't have timelines, can look at the point of them. We can look at how to start them, how to be with us. Somebody just gave me some information about the show. And if that's really the case, I'd like to find out what's happening with Blog Talk Radio. Anyway, I am sending a message to somebody. Sorry about that. Okay. Anyway, so and trying to get my voice back. Okay. So here's the deal. we're going to go into this little activity now, just to make it easier. And so, like I said, I invited you
to grab a computer or pen and paper or whatever you'd like. And we're going to do this little activity, this little written activity here. And what I'm going to do is invite you to, and I'm going to try and do it myself in the process of this, although I may end up doing it after the fact just to do it. I would like you to write down three things that you want to accomplish. Preferably one that has a specified timeline, one that's open-ended, and one that has no timeline to it. Again, something that has one project that you wish to do with a timeline on it, one with no timeline, no deadline, and one that's open-ended, but that, you know, there's some kind of reasonable time on it. You know, I know two and the second and third might seem very similar, but they're not quite the same. And on the one that has a deadline, go ahead and put the date on it. The one that's kind of out there, just kind of, you know, some obscure around about time. You know, it doesn't have to be done exactly at that time, but it might be a nice idea. And see how that works for you. Try not to give you dead air, but also want to give you time to be able to work on that. Now, I want you to, on the one that has the deadline, I want you to rewrite that somewhere else. And I want you to put down three things that you can do in the next week to move toward that goal. Now, you know, if this goal is something that you've tried before, I should have said that. You know, I mean, you know, if it's something that you've tried before, that's okay. The point is here that we are starting totally fresh with anything that was in the hopper. The three things that you can do this week, not today or tomorrow necessarily. I'm giving you, we're doing this over a whole week time. If you want it to be in the next 3 days, that's perfectly fine. But give yourself the week. And then I want you to do that with the other two pieces, the other two goals as well. They can be as small or as large as you'd like them to be. Nothing major. It might even be, you know, writing the title to the paper that's due, if you're like me. It might be something just as simple as, or maybe it's not as simple, it might be doing some research to figure out the best way to make the change. So for me, it's writing a message to Blog Talk Radio. And I'm saying, okay, what do I need to do to change the show over? If I look at that one, the one that doesn't quite have a deadline on it yet, but it's something that I know I really want to do. I can't totally open-end it because I know I want it this year because I've been talking about it to y'all
for long enough. So, you know, so I'm going to make sure that that works sometime this year. But it's, you know, it's not exactly when I'm going to do it. I just don't know yet. So, I'm going to and then the one, of course, that has, like, no deadline. It's just something I, you know, I kind of think I want to do. So let's see, in my case, it might be, what do I just want to do? Okay, so my first one, I'll tell you where my first ones were. My first one was to get my internship emails out. You know, I have, that deadline is no ifs, ands, what's about it. I have to have that in place by the beginning of May, period. And a statement, there has to be a site chosen. Or I will not be in it this summer, and guess what? That's going to be a problem. It'll delay my graduation, and it'll do all that. So there's steps that I need to continue taking for that. Like I said, the one that's kind of got a deadline would be the changes for the show. And then the one that doesn't have any deadline at all, I didn't even put something down for that now that I'm talking here, to really think about that later. Something that I just want to do that there's really no timeline on it at all. Maybe it would be, my thing might be, it could be moving. I just don't know when that's going to be. You know, whether it be to a house here in Milwaukee, whether it be out west, whether it be something like that. So that might be, maybe that's my way out there, no real idea on it time. I think I'll use that one. So yes, I'm giving y'all some time to focus on what you want to do. So now you have 9 different things that you can do this week. All right. And I want to suggest to you, now that you take those, and you prioritize them for what you want to do. Get a little gander here that maybe the 3 for the ones that really have the deadline, those are probably going to be prioritized right at the top. You probably should have a pretty good idea on that. Now, I want you to look at them in a different order. I want you to look at them of what is the easiest thing to do. Try that. Put those in a rank. What's the easiest thing to do? And get done. I am suspecting the order of be almost reversed. Maybe. So, can you estimate how much time any of those tasks are going to take you? Is that a possibility for you? When I say easiest, it may not be the shortest amount of time. It might just be something that comes naturally for you. Okay, now I'm going to ask you to do one other thing. What can you do? Is there anything on that list that you can do when this show is over, when you stop listening to this show, that can be done by the end of day today? So I'm making this nice and generic. So even those of you that listen to the archived version of this, which, mind you, if you want to come back to it again, is at the same link as the first one. So is there anything that you can do by the end of the day today on that list? And click it off. If you are on Purpose Talk Radio Conversations or you are on the Blog Talk Radio Network, please do put that in the chat room or put that in the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations. We would love to help you commit to that. So let's see. Let me go to the chat room here. Let's see. So we have one here that says, I can make a phone call. That's pretty generic, and that's okay. You don't have to tell us exactly what you need to do. So you can make the phone call by the end of the day today. That sounds short, sweet, and simple. I'm curious, is that, it doesn't matter which one of those projects it's to. If you want to tell us, that's okay too. You know, the tighter deadline, the medium, there no. So, okay, you make the phone call. Would love to hear from you, you know, along the way, whether you were able to and how you were able to accomplish that. And how easy was it? Now, I want you to look at that and see what you could do tomorrow. I know, I said over the next week. That's okay. What can you do tomorrow or the next day on that list? As you go through this, why am I suggesting this project? What can you do every morning? Is take a look at this list. Add something to it. As you, every time you check something off, add one thing to the list. This is 9 items. This is not a history of all that you've done or not done. That list running. And every day you can start over. You can have that second chance. You can spring into a second chance just by getting out of bed in the morning. And you can start it over again. You can do that this whole season and see where it gets you at the end. And you know what? If you do nothing tomorrow, guess what? The next day is another second chance. Granted, I will say if deadlines pass, that makes it a little bit harder, a little bit more difficult, and a little more challenging. It doesn't make it impossible. If I have an assignment that's late, guess what? I can go to my instructor and I can say, look, I know it was late. I understand I'm likely to lose points, especially since I didn't notify you beforehand that it might be late and didn't discuss with you a deadline or an extension. Can I still turn it in and get something? Now, the instructor may say no, and I'll have to live with that. The cool part is if we have a deadline in front of us, and there's someone else involved, we can always go to that person and say, look, you know, I know we discussed having this done at a certain time. I'm having a little bit hard time with when we were supposed to do it. Can we modify that time? And I think most people, if they know that you are still committed to the project. And if they're able, they'll change the deadline. They'll work with you. And chances are, if you're feeling some strain, maybe they're feeling some strain, it'll help take them off the hook a little bit. So that maybe they don't have to do something quite as quickly as they thought they had to. That's a good part about working with other people, about making that commitment. About being a part of things. Let's see, there was one more comment on here in the chat room. I can contact my legislator. Ooh, I wonder what that one was about. Interesting. Okay. So you can, and I'm sure the ways you can do that, you can pick up a phone, you can write a letter, you can do whatever, but that you can contact your legislator. I wish you luck on that one. We'd love to find out what kind of changes you are trying to elicit or support. Now, I encourage you again, anything that, when you log into the chat room, anything that was there before you came in, you can't see. And anything when we close the show, you won't see them either. So, if you do put it in there, you know, I can't hold you to it completely, but I can support you on it. In doing that. So I appreciate it. So thanks, Corrine, for doing that and participating in it. And who's this other one? I don't know if I got a name on it. You're anonymous. Okay. So whoever that is, we can support you on that. And you know what? You know, maybe I'll mention this next week and I'll see where people are. And I'll probably tell you again, just like I am today. You know, with spring here, with any time here, you can start over again. So that's my project and my commentary for today. Again, if anybody wants to chat with us about it, 347-205-9074, 347-205-9074, can comment on that directly, either what you have committed or what you want to do or what you don't want to do. Now, there are there's another piece of this. You know, sometimes we set our goals for things we don't want to have happen. For instance, we might have to set a goal so that our car doesn't break down. We might have to set a goal because we don't want to lose a deposit on a vacation. We may have to set a goal because we really don't want to talk to our mother-in-law. Or we don't want to have a fight with our friends because we didn't do something. You know, there is that don't in there also that we need to consider. And that's okay. Whatever reason we have the goals, it's good. So maybe this show turned more into goals than it did second chances. And maybe I was supposed to think about that. Because usually when I do topics for the show, that's exactly what it is. It's something I'm supposed to hear and think about. You know, kind of like the minister who does a lesson based on what they're supposed to hear. There are times that I do that here. Every day is a second chance. Every brilliant, shining. If we look at all those flowers out there that are outside that start blooming now, they're getting a second chance. Now, some of them are coming up from speed, some from bulbs. Most of them that we see now are bulbs, are perennials. You know, they were planted probably last year, or the year before, the year before, the year before. And every year they die, wither back with the winters. Yeah, I know, even those of you who pretty much have warm weather year-round do have plants that die off in the winter. I didn't think that happened until I was out there. It's pretty funny. you know, I kind of thought that, you know, you have eternal green out west, for instance. And when I was there, I noticed that that wasn't always the case. There, you know, the flowers really weren't all in bloom. There were some. But there were also some plants that said, uh-uh, we don't do this. And so as spring is here, they pop back up and they come with their even more brilliant colors. They go from that bulb in the ground or that seedling or whatever and become something different and something better. And if we think of our own spring to become even more vibrant than we were before, you know, then we're going to look at all these opportunities as something to be better. As just an opportunity. As a spring, and I want to change that. Maybe I should have changed the title a little differently. A springboard for second chances. Whether it is literally in the springtime, or whether it's a year from now. We can use what we've learned from the past and from sometimes our failures, sometimes our missed opportunities, sometimes our just changing gears. It's all an opportunity to begin again. So with that said, again, look at your list and see what you can do about it. See what you want to do about it. And go from there. So set that aside for a moment. You can come back to it later. There's always that opportunity. One more second chance. And, you know, and if you change it, if you listen to the show again and you totally change that list, that's okay. I invite you to share Purpose Talk Radio with your friends and family. Send the link for this show to anyone that you think might be able to benefit from it. And you know what? Even those who you think might not benefit from it, they might be the ones that will the most. I do appreciate the shares. I do appreciate the downloads that pop up. I do appreciate the donations that might come through to keep this show on the air. Again, you can email me directly to cindy@purposetalkradio.com, C-I-N-D-Y at P-U-R-P-O-S-E-T-A-L-K-R-A-D-I-O.com, with any show ideas, guests, topics that you'd like to hear. And as we continue to make the journey of transition to positive talk radio, to allowing you and finding ways to allow you and me to be our most positive, purposeful self. I hope to see you, hear you next Friday, and wish you all soul blessings as we are who we are. And the True Trinity song, I Am Who I Am. Thanks for listening.
It's not playing. I guess I have to go.
not hear it on my end. Maybe you hear it on your end. And if I'm interrupting, I apologize. Say it one more time. How we can do this. Just a moment here. Let's see. So, okay, I laugh only because, am I getting a second chance at closing this show? You betcha. since my computer is saying, I don't want to be online right now. I don't want to do what I'm telling you to do, what you're telling me to do. So I have to find other ways to do it. How much fun is that? And so, again, Purpose Talk Radio is just a fun way, a fun song. It's I am who I am, walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. It's all individualized. It's all by choice. And it's all exactly what you make it, when you want to make it. So I wish you all the best, no matter what happens, in all your dreams and in all your goals. Here we go.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.